it's my
homemade. All right, yeah, definitely.
So welcome to episode 14.
Oh, thank you. These are cool microphones.
Thanks. I'm glad you like them.
They're like orbs.
They are like orbs.
Do they pick up everywhere?
If you switch the settings, they do. But right now it's on.
It should be directional. Mono.
You use a lot of my, you're in that, you did the podcast. Well, you're not.
That's true. But they have like, those are just Cypher's mics. They're not this cool.
Well, Cypher could have gotten cool mics.
I know.
He didn't. He chose these. So, Keaton, what's up?
Nothing much, Liz. I'm enjoying the view of your nice apartment here.
Thanks.
I like the color scheme.
Thank you.
Beige and red.
Beige.
Is this beige? Taupe?
I think it's beige. Tan. I think it's beige, but beige just sounds so beige.
You're right.
Didn't like clean that much because you're a boy.
Wow, this looks immaculate.
I was like, he's not going to know. If I vacuumed.
So you put more effort when girls come on your podcast, yes. Liz? Well, all right.
Absolutely.
That's fine.
Absolutely. Because boys don't notice that stuff.
Maybe we do, but we just don't say it.
Well, then, excellent. I don't think a girl would say it either, but I would care.
But you would know that she was thinking it.
The thing is that I know that you didn't notice.
Oh, thanks. I noticed your wreath.
Thank you. You did notice my wreath.
Did anyone else bring up your wreath when they came to your house?
Well, I only made it a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got some eucalyptus from the bodega. You know,
yeah.
Wire.
Definitely, that's a big seller at that bodega. Man, this eucalyptus is really flying off the shelves. That's also eucalyptus?
Yeah, that's red eucalyptus.
I didn't know there were so many colors.
Yeah, there are multiple colors. This podcast is excellent right now.
I think it's pretty good.
So
I'm gabbing like a gal, right?
Almost.
Okay.
Have you been having love problems?
Is that oh my god, is that is this like a Fraser Crane podcast?
But that's what I talk about talking to my girlfriends about.
Oh.
This is how it goes. We chat, and then I'm like, should we open a bottle of rosé? And we're like, maybe. Yeah. And then we go, let's go out of your life. And you're like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't know back. Yeah.
Do you only have rosé because of the red and beige
because
motif?
I mix red and white.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm literally like acting out what happened the other day when I had a friend over and I just happened to have a bottle of rosé. And I knew she liked rosé.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's a good talk.
It was a good talk. Got a little boozy. It's my fave.
You do have a well-stocked bar behind you.
I do. And I just got a new thing.
Does that make... what? It is Makers. Wow.
I got Makers. It says 46 on it. I don't know what that means.
I know. I think that means it's more expensive than the regular one, though. It's probably 46 years old, aged.
That would be really old, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's... Let's find out. Hold on.
Kentucky. I don't know, but... So I got... maybe it's like it's an anniversary edition or something. Because, you know, like...
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. But no, we had friends over this weekend. From out of town, and they stayed with us, and we went to one of my other friends, and he's like a whiskeyophile, which I didn't know was a thing, but
it is, yeah.
And so I had a Macallan 18.
Okay, that's a scotch, right? I think
it was a whiskey.
I think I forget. I don't know the difference between. I don't know.
Or a bourbon whiskey, or just straight up whiskey. I don't know. I think it has to do with like. The dub, like whether you something is aged in a barrel twice or
maybe
not.
Or like and where it comes from maybe
yeah
something like champagne you know champagne
yeah,
can only
yeah,
be
yeah,
from
right.
That area in France
and then and that was really good and I was surprised because I never really drink brown things like brown liquors like I'm
oh, okay
I drink like silver tequila and vodka because I'm 18
but is it like a color aversion
no you drink no. It's okay. Just that like they're generally harder like you can get aged tequila, but it tastes smokier and like
yeah.
A little harder. And so I just never drink them. I'm going to get us some waters.
Was it good though?
It was really good.
She said it was good.
I was shocked. Unless you want a beer. But it's really afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
It's afternoon.
An Italian mineral water.
From Fresh Direct.
Fresh directly from Rome.
Well, Fresh Direct is one of our sponsors. Fresh Direct.
You can't believe it's not homemade.
was so stupid.
That's what? That's I'm reading the copy here, Liz. All right?
You are reading the copy. That was an excellent reading. I am glad I hired you for that.
Hey, you're welcome.
No, but so when they left, they got me some.
Oh, they bought you that?
They bought us that.
Because they're like, wow, Liz really loved that brown liquid. Let's get her some more.
No, they were like, oh, there's what wonderful hosts.
Oh, they stayed here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's a warranted gift.
Of course they stayed here. What? They're going to stay in a hotel?
No.
No, we have two air mattresses, just in case.
Is this a one or two bedroom?
One bedroom.
Okay, so they would...
Am I a king?
I know. King. The Palace of Versailles has two bedrooms. So they slept here?
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Yeah. Move the coffee table out of the way. So, Keaton.
Oh, you have a Wii.
I do have a Wii. But I just bought Chromecast.
I don't know what.
These have nothing to do with each other except that I only use my Wii right now for Netflix.
Oh.
And Chromecast.
Is that a Google thing?
Yeah. Well, kind of. So it plugs into like HDMI port of your TV. And it does you get Netflix and like YouTube channels on there so that it just like comes right in. Because, and I don't know if it's going to be better, but I assume it will.
Oh.
But,
you want to jump on early.
Well, because the Netflix plays all like grainy and like standard def and ew.
What year is it,
ew.
Liz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it also does like a mirroring of your Chrome.
Your browser?
Browser. So you can do whatever videos or like if you want to have like a great slideshow of your,
oh yeah,
you know, trip to Kentucky, you can just have it on there.
Bourbon Country.
Bourbon Country. Yeah.
So that's cool. I didn't even know about that. So you're like an early adopter of Chromecast.
I decided that Chromecast I was going to get on board with, and this is the reason. First of all, there's a wait list.
Okay, like that.
A wait time. So it's not going to be here till the end of August. And it was $35. $35? That fell out of my butt.
That's a steal.
So I decided I was going to get on board.
Well, great.
And if I hate it, I bet I could get like $50 for it. Because there's still a wait list.
Yeah, exactly. You just resell it.
Resell it. That is the point.
Or keep it for like 5 years and then it'll be an antique because like they'll have died out. And you're like, yeah, what collector wants a Chromecast?
I do have my iPad 1.
See?
First generation
iPad. How much are we selling for, Liz?
$3,000.
I'll cut that in half. We're going to cut it in half for this podcast. $1,500. Delivered by a FreshDirect salesman.
And if you want, I can keep the preload of Plants vs. Zombies that is completely beat.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, people? I'm going to repeat that. Plants vs. Zombies, first edition app.
Yes.
And it's already beaten. All the levels are done.
So you can play whatever level you want at any time.
That's that includes the unlockable plant, the eucalyptus, the red eucalyptus plant.
The eucalyptus plant. That just smells good and the zombies grow hair.
The second level zombie that looks like Paul McCartney, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a limited edition Paul McCartney zombie?
Paul McCartney.
Oh, we got phone calls, so you better call in fast.
Hello.
Hey. Are you interested? Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Joanna, nice. You just sounded really excited about that iPad, and I was wondering.
I'm sure.
If you get like excited about like other things, because like I just am really bored. Okay,
Joanna, if you're not going to purchase the iPad, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to free up the line here.
Anyway,
sorry about that.
So, how did you get here? How did you get to New York?
How did I get to New York? Today I walked. Come on, Liz.
From where?
I live in Murray Hill.
You live in Murray Hill? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Keaton, that's excellent.
I live on First Ave just like you.
Oh my God. You didn't take the bus, you walked?
It
is a beautiful day out today.
I think, honestly, I've only ridden a bus, like a non-charter bus to a different city probably like twice.
Really? I ride the bus all the time.
You do?
Yeah. Especially from the east up to this. Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
But I like to walk. I'm a walker.
Well, that's how you keep in such great shape.
That's how I keep in such great shape.
Wow, I didn't know you lived in Murray Hill. That's excellent. Good to know.
But that's how I got here today.
Yeah, how did you get to New York? What's your story?
So after college, and I went to college in Pittsburgh, where I'm also from. I was born on Long
Island. University of Pittsburgh?
Correct, the University of Pittsburgh. I was born on Long Island, but I moved when I was like 4 to Pittsburgh. spent my days there, went to school there, and then afterwards got an English degree, and I was like, well, I'd rather be a comedian than a librarian.
Although, man, that would be an awesome...
I'm not knocking it. Are you kidding me? Quiet hours, that book smell everywhere you go, stamping things.
Well, I don't know if they stamp.
That's what I'm wondering, the digital age.
Because I used to volunteer at a library, and kept all the...
Like, the cards?
The cards, and I was like, I stamped, I loved it. And now it's just all digital.
Yeah. Like, do you go to the New York Public Library?
I do.
I always do, like, the self-checkout now, so I don't even...
self-checkout?
Oh, yeah. There's, like, five stations around the place. It's like barcodes. You just scan, and then
where
you're out.
Near you?
I do the Mid-Manhattan.
Oh, because I think I went to one where they had that, but I was, like, too nervous to try it, because I also had to return something, and I was like, I do not want to get fined for this. And it was a DVD, so DVDs are $3 a day. Like, no. But no, I was there today. Mine's little. I go to the one in Yorkville, and it's little. Okay. And I chat with one of the guys there about Game of Thrones.
Yeah? And are you reading Game of Thrones now?
I read the first one. I read like half of the second one, but I watched the show.
Mm.
But, and I can't read the third. I watched the show before I read the book.
Okay.
It's backwards.
It is weird.
I like to be surprised with the show.
And also, like, there's things that are just different. Because I'm on the last book right now.
Ooh.
And
don't spoil anything.
There will be no spoilers that you know of.
But yeah, isn't Rob's wife have two different name, like a different name in the show and a different name in the book?
She's just like a different character.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are just, I've only seen up till the end of season two. I've seen the first episode of season three.
So do you want to just cancel the podcast, sit down and watch
on Should we just knock it out? Should we just knock it out? No, I have them on my computer, but there was something like, I was in the fourth book, so I thought it was clear for spoilers.
Yeah.
But in like season three, episode one, there's something that happens with Theon. I'm like, I don't remember reading this. Oh, crap. I don't want to. So I paused it, and then I'm like, I'll finish the series before.
Well, I read that that doesn't even happen in the book. That's just
I haven't really seen anything. But yeah,
it just hinted. They just hinted at the stuff in the book.
So I made a bold move in ceasing the watch, but I'll get there.
But I just had to do it backwards. But the guy at the library and I, we chat about Game of Thrones, and he'll, like, if... when I'm taking out DVDs, he's like, oh, this is a good one. Or, this one was okay, but, you know, I think you'll like it. But he didn't like Cabin in the Woods, and I really liked Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Has he seen, like, everything because he works there?
And, he's my fave.
Cool. So, after college, I did some stand-up in Pittsburgh, and then I saw there was like an improv jam once a week at this theater. And I was like, I've never done improv, but that's a lot easier than stand up. I wouldn't even have to prepare anything. Let me give it a shot. And I really, really liked doing it. I liked the people who did it.
Your first improv was just getting on stage and doing a jam?
Yeah.
That's intense.
But in the end, this was like a very like sparsely attended Pittsburgh improv jam. There's probably like 10 people in the audience.
That's crazy.
But yeah, that was like trial by fire, I guess.
Yeah.
So I got right into the mix. And so I was like, okay, I want to do this. Where can I learn improv? And at the time, there really wasn't a school in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. I think one has opened up since then. But I Googled it and I was like, well, first of all, my dad lived in New York City. So I was like, New York City improv. Let's see what I can find.
Yeah.
UCB pops up. I'm like, all right, I can do this. And I signed up for a Chelsea Clark intensive.
Aw, that's awesome. I was gonna say that's crazy. Just moving to New York right after, but when you were in Pittsburgh, did you go to basketball games?
When University of Pitt games, did not.
You didn't go to any Pitt games?
I did not. I did not attend. Well, yeah, I didn't attend any of the sports games.
No.
And I'm like, I'm into sports, but not. I'm not into like school pride.
Well, yeah, it's just that. Well, I grew up in Connecticut, so.
UConn.
I went to UConn, and like my family was into the college basketball, especially because like we never gave a shit about like the Patriots or the Giants, or you know, my parents casually or my dad casually watched the Red Sox, but like
but they're still removed from Connecticut. I mean,
but it's not like so when I went to college, I was like all about going to the games. It was awesome. You probably saw a Pitt game.
On TV, yeah.
But they're good. I mean,
they were good, but they would always like choke in the
finals. Like, well, they were such a March they were Madness. Like another team that was like super athletic and like, you know, you have those teams that are like it was always Pitt and Syracuse and UConn were like fun to watch play each other. Mm. I don't know. That's my college experience. Apparently, we didn't have the same one.
No.
So I'm gonna ask a weird college question that is like NPR-ish, but like, what was your favorite class in college?
Ooh, I think it would be a class on Dostoevsky.
Interesting.
It was a very small class. I think there was probably like 8 of us.
Yeah.
In so the University of Pittsburgh has a building called the Cathedral of Learning, and like
Cathedral of Learning, excellent.
It's very ornate. It's very tall. Mm-hmm. Very Gothic looking, yeah. And like some of the rooms have like themes. And I forget what theme it was. It was some like, it was definitely Far Eastern themed room.
Right.
So just being in the class was really cool. I also had a class, which I did like, which was like advanced like short American short stories. And it was in a room with a chandelier and this like long dinner table. We just sat around and talked about books.
That is awesome.
So that was cool. But also the Dostoevsky class just had this Russian teacher. He was like from Russia.
Yeah.
And he was just like a crazy guy. Always wore like very short, very like tight fitting jeans. You could tell he always came in after smoking like 5 cigarettes. The room just smelled. And he was just a cool guy who like didn't bullshit.
That's awesome.
How about you? Did you have a favorite college class?
You know what?
What was your major, Liz?
I majored in French horn performance. Then I majored.
Oh yeah, I forgot you played the old horn.
Then I majored in accounting, and then finally graduated with a major in marketing. But I think my favorite class was an art history class. Because I learned a ton. And then I worked in, the business office. So I would photocopy parts of my textbook. So I'd have, the pictures next to the notes I took in the I'd recopy my notebook. I still have it because it's so impeccable and I love it so much. I loved that class and it had nothing to do with any of my various majors.
Yeah.
Or what I ended up doing in life.
Yeah, but now you're so cultured, you can always whip out that knowledge.
Whip out that blue spiral notebook.
Yeah.
Guess what?
We're selling that notebook, people, today. Absolutely we not. Are selling. It's got to go. $7,000. Listen.
No.
Sentimental value is value.
No. That was my favorite class. That was my favorite class.
I took an art class too. I liked it. Didn't love it, but it was useful. It's like, it's good to know.
Oh, you know what my other favorite class was? Aerobics.
Yeah?
I took an aerobics class and I ended up being with a girl in my hall and she was like the best and like super fun. And so we were in the class together and it was, I took it freshman year, first semester, and you're not supposed to be able to get into any of those classes as
a freshman,
but you just don't know about them. They're like the secret classes. And my sister,
I thought you were gonna be like, I was so good at aerobics that I got, so they let me take it.
Aerobics. No, but my sister-in-law was in, she was at UConn like a couple years ahead of me. And so she's like, oh, you should sign up for an ECAN class. And I was like, what? And she's like, you can play billiards. You can do, like, there are all these, like, crazy classes. And so I signed up for aerobics. And this woman was like, the teacher had, like, one of those Britney Spears microphones. And she had, like, a British accent and like, the perfect wavy blonde hair. And I was just like, I love you. And the class was awesome. And it was, like, with the one girl in my hall that I was like, we are going to be best friends when I first met her, but I was like trying to play it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wind up there on the first day. That class was great. But college went by so fast. Did you go for 4 years or?
I graduated a semester early.
Yeah, I graduated a year early.
Okay. Damn.
Boom.
I thought I had her.
Nope.
Should have lied.
What up?
Yeah, I went to school for 3 months.
Yeah, I went to school for a minute.
All right.
that was my.
Do you still play the French horn?
At Christmas.
Okay, only at Christmas.
Well, that's when my brother is like, "Let's do duets."
But you can still just read music perfectly and. You
know. Yeah.
You don't lose the talent?
No, you don't. And I did go to Turks and Caicos recently, and they have those conch shells that have the that you can blow through and like and I picked one up and did it. And the person was trying to was like, well, you have to learn how to buzz your lips when you I was like,
oh, please.
Please. And then I picked it up and I blew it. And the look on his face was priceless. Like, this white girl isn't like,
silly American. That's great.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was one of my moments. It was great.
It was one of your moments?
It was one of my moments.
One of your shining moments?
Well, it was just like a nice little moment.
It's good. Yeah, it's good to have those.
Keaton, we're having one right now.
This is a moment? No. It is. It is.
So, do you like... So you're on a team now. That's exciting.
I'm on Hotspur.
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 Plug. You can see Hotspur.
At Lloyd Knight.
At Lloyd Knight.
Twice a week. Twice a month. Twice a week when we take over. Yeah. Twice a month right now.
When you...
Check the schedule.
Check it. Check the shedge.
Check the shedge.
So how do you like it? How do you like being on a team for real?
I love my team. I love, you know, being a part of UCB. It's really awesome.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted to do when I came here.
So you've only been doing it for what?
I took my first UCB class March of 2011.
Yeah, so...
A little over 2 years.
It was like about your two-year mark when you got onto a team.
I think so, yeah.
That's
just right
exciting.
Around that. I was very excited.
You're a prodigy.
I didn't graduate in 1 minute, but yeah, I
listen, I was lying.
What?
It took me 6 years to get through college.
No, don't put down that bottle. Put down that bottle. You don't need to drink that. It's 46 years old, we think. Stop it.
That is
so brown.
Yeah, so brown. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I love my, you know, we got a bunch of great, funny people.
Yeah.
We had a hangout on Saturday, had some fun after a practice. Okay. We played some cards, played some card games, ate some pizza.
Pizza.
We didn't have a wine opener, and John Marbley brought
Did
like
you do
five.
The shoe thing?
No. What's the shoe thing? Tell me what the shoe thing is. We could have used that.
You take the like peeling thing off, and then you take a shoe. And you put the wine bottle in a shoe, and you bang the shoe against a wall, and it forces the cork out.
You put it like this bottom is in the here?
Is the heel,
like
yeah, in the heel of the shoe. Then you hit it like that.
You see, we looked, the first thing I did was like Google, how can I open a bottle of wine without an opener? And it was like, wrap it in a towel and do that, and like slam it against the wall.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do that to like Jesse Jealous's walls.
Yeah.
Who knows what would happen?
Just a hole.
So,
but you know what? She'd have a story about that hole in the wall.
What?
She'd have. If
oh
it,
yeah.
The hole in the wall.
Well, I mean, we have a story anyways because.
You just sabered it.
Yeah, I brought out my rapier and I was like, "This is how it's done." And it gushed everywhere. No, first of all, we tried a knife or something. Jesse came and was like, she's like, these are the tools I have. A hammer and like a screwdriver. And John Marbali's like, well, I'll just hammer the screwdriver into the thing. That didn't work.
Really?
So John's like, whatever, I'll go to a bodega and buy a cork screw. I was like, all right, by the time you come back, it's going to be open, buddy.
Yeah.
And he's like, whatever. So I found some pliers. We found some of those. I tried to just like bite it in and rip it out.
Mm-hmm.
But all I was doing was getting chunks and chunks of cork.
Yeah.
So the last thing I tried was scissors by like stabbing it in and then like pulling them out to try to get some leverage.
Yeah.
But in the end, I just did push it all the way through and a bunch of wine shot in the air.
Nice. Was it red or white?
It was white, thankfully.
Yeah, that's good. I got an electric wine opener as a gift one time, and it's awesome. But for the first, I don't know, 3 years that I had it, I didn't understand that you press the button till it automatically stops.
Oh.
So what you do is you put it on top and you press the button and you hold the bottle and it just goes all the way down and it pulls it out for you. And when you pull it off, there's nothing there.
I thought it went down and then you pulled it up?
Yeah. Mm. So, like, for the first 3 years that I was using it wrong. And I was like, this thing sucks. I don't know what people are talking about, but this wine opener is the worst. And then I went on to, like, I was, like, looking at YouTube videos. And I'm like, oh, I am real dumb. I'm just straight up dumb. I'm a dumb dummy.
Yeah, but it's like... For one of those things, I wouldn't read the directions either. Right. Because you're like, listen, buddy. I've been consuming wine for years.
Yeah. I got it.
Show me what your robot can do.
And I want some more wine. Now I just go.
Yeah, it's easier.
Apparently, some screw-top wines are really nice now, too. I don't know.
I feel like, yeah, we're in the future. Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters. The cork doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Cork's fake.
Corks are fake.
Some, like, weird old version. I like the plastic corks, like the ones that are like
Wait, does that come in them, or are those the ones you use to like preserve it afterwards?
Oh, well, they have those too, but the ones, the wine bottles that like have like a little plastic and then the cork, and then you like peel the thingy and you pull the cork and then you can just put it back down, because you know, I'm a cheap date. I am not gonna drink a whole bottle of wine.
No,
I have more than a half bottle in the fridge.
I'm looking around. There's got to be like 10 or 20 half-filled bottles of wine.
And I just, yeah, that's like two days I've had it. Two different days of drinking, but.
Oh, wow.
I have to, sometimes I force myself to finish wine because that's going to go bad. Or I cook with
them. There are sober kids in Africa.
I know.
You know, finish your wine, Liz.
That was excellent. There are some sober kids in Africa.
That's just true. Time. That's true, too.
That was so good. That made me laugh a lot. Do you have another question?
Oh, here we go.
Keaton, do you believe in love?
I believe in a thing called love. Do-do-do-do-do-do-hot. I think I answered that. I believe, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Have you ever been in love? I don't know why I'm asking you these questions.
That's a tough one. Probably not, I don't think.
Yeah.
But then that could just be me attributing love to being something so ideal that you can't actually attain it.
And, you know, if it ended...
Then, yeah. Or what you thought was love didn't exist, and then you would be even more depressed. Guys, we're selling love on the podcast tonight.
We're selling love.
It's cheaper than a first generation iPod and an old textbook iPod. Oh.
The iPod would go for much more, I think. The iPad is practically new because those fuckers came out with the 2. That's what they did. That was such a dick move.
Were you on a wait list too for the iPad, maybe even?
No. I got it at Christmas and then they came out with a new one in March.
Oh, Liz, I just got a text. Looks like there's something called a Chromecast 2 coming out.
No!
It's everything's in HD.
Cancel my order.
No, it said they can't do that or something. I got a text from some guy.
So, you believe in love?
I believe in a thing called love.
Just listen to the rhythm of your heart. I believe in love.
That's good. You're married. I would hope so.
Yeah, but like,
understandable.
You know. I do. I like being in love. Although I was listening to this thing about love, and they're talking about how you can only be in love for 18 months.
That's kind of weird. Was it like chemically?
What was the citation? Some study was done, and then they're saying like you can only be in love for 18 months, and then after that, it turns into something else, like affection or respect or admiration.
That's weird.
But I feel in love a lot. Like I'm in love, and I know I love my roommate.
How long have you been married?
Almost 3 years.
Okay, it's more than 18 months. we've
been together
disproving
for
it.
13 years.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So that was high school? Your high school sweethearts.
Mm-hmm. You knew that, right?
I think I did. I did. I wasn't positive.
It's like the thing people know about me.
Oh, Liz? Yeah, she has a high school sweetheart that she's still around with.
She carries around a high school kid.
Yeah, she, this kid, he's like 16 max.
He's 16. He's like, oh, annoying.
He's a real jerk. God. Whatever. I got to see his football game on Friday. Yeah. You guys want to come?
He asked me to buy him beer last time.
Like, I'm like, get Liz to do that. Yeah. What the hell? Get Liz to do that.
I will not buy him beer.
I know. That's you got to make your stands.
You know, the other day?
What?
I had one of my half full bottles
of wine. No, he didn't.
And I went to pour myself a glass. It was water.
What?
He drank a bottle of white wine and filled it back up with water.
That's absurd. You going to talk to his parents?
I am.
What are they? Bob and Linda?
I call them Mr. Oh, yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Clark.
Yeah, that's cool.
But, because, you know.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't want to cross that road yet.
That's weird when you call someone by their first name.
Linda did say, like, if you want to call me mom. And I was like, whoa.
That's a commitment.
Ooh. You know, I already have a mom.
Oh, you shouldn't have told her that.
Oh, I didn't tell her that. I mean, I'm not going to say that to her face.
I could crush her.
Linda, I'm sorry.
She's a frail woman. Linda, I'm sorry. You're a frail woman, okay?
She's a frail woman.
You need some things sorted out.
I think she should drink more milk.
Oh, yeah.
Ingest more calcium.
Definitely. You know, almond milk has 50% more calcium than regular milk.
What?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? Here at Fresh Direct, we're selling almond milk by the...
Just so you know.
By the pallet.
I have almond milk in my fridge.
Does it not proclaim right on the box, like, so much calcium?
I don't know. I just bought it because it has fewer calories, and I have to use this protein powder because it expired last month. And
so now you have to use it.
Well, I've had it in the apartment for like 2 years, so I figure it's still.
Is it that chocolate thing I'm looking at?
Yeah, it's the chocolate thing. But I was like, oh, I should use that. And then I looked at the expiration date, and it said 07/13, and I was like, we're good.
Yeah, whatever. It's a powder. It's a powder. Dehydrated powder.
You just, like, figure at some point it's going to get chunky and weird.
It's like you looked at your hourglass and you're like, oh, this sand went bad 10 years ago.
It is
the
not.
The time is wrong.
Correctly. And you get your, like, what's the, one of those board games that has an hourglass?
Taboo?
No, is it an hour? Is Taboo an hourglass?
Yeah.
Taboo is an hourglass. Yeah.
I played it with Osper Saturday.
Oh my god, I love Taboo.
It was fun. I had not played it in so long.
I really like that game. Also, I'm kind of the best at it.
Oh, really? Because I'm also kind of the best.
We should, like, pair up and be, like,
we should hustle. We should Taboo hustle. We go to, like, school yards and be like, oh, hey guys. Oh, what's this, a game of Taboo? Well, I didn't see this here. I've never played. Who wants?
I've never played this before.
Liz, do you have all that money we haven't given to the bank yet?
Oh my god, so much cash.
Well, we might as well have some fun.
First generation iPad.
Oh yeah, wow. Well, we better get rid of it.
It was the best. I played it for the first time like a couple months ago.
Really? See, we're both new to it and the best.
I beasted it. But also, I played with my roommate, and then my two other couple friends played. And we did it so, like, we were playing forever, and then we were keeping score. And we got the highest score, and then the couple that was together the next longest got the next highest score, and the new couple got the lowest score.
But
then we switched couples.
Yeah.
And I was the winner with one of the other guys, and then the other one, we came in second place. Ooh. Because I mispronounced the name of Dan Castellaneta.
Ah, damn.
And I was like, so it was a Simpsons question.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You should have knocked that out of the park.
Yeah. It's upsetting. It was upsetting.
You're a big Simpsons fan?
Well, I'm a big Simpsons fan in that I grew up in the 80s and early 90s.
Hey, yeah. So it was forced upon you.
Yeah, and I actually, we didn't have cable as a kid. I didn't get cable again until I was 13. And I know that The Simpsons is on Fox, not cable. But I lived out in the woods where we didn't get a very good
reception.
We got, like, PBS, and once in a while you'd get Fox. Once in a while you'd get, like, NBC. I think you got NBC. I think we got NBC. Because I know I watched a lot of Seinfeld and Friends and stuff. But when the cable went out, when my parents decided that we were watching too much TV and they wanted to get rid of the cable, I remember it was like 5:30 and we were watching a rerun of The Simpsons. It was me and my two brothers, and we're just, like, sitting there watching it, and then it just went out.
And your mom walked in going, well, well, well.
Yeah. So from that point, I read a lot more books because I had to. And then I remember our fan, like, my brothers and I were so excited when we got the newspaper delivered. Like, that's what kind of fan, like, that's how we, like, I lived in the middle of cornfields. I lived across from a farm.
Okay.
Like, it was rural. That's the right one, right? I have a hard time with that one. Rural and urban.
Rural?
Oh. Like, I know what it is.
I have a hard time saying it. It's not a hard word to say. Rural.
Rural. No, but I remember growing up, I had to, like, train myself to say. Was there ever a word that you read when you were a kid
that you didn't
know how to pronounce, or you would pronounce it wrong in your head?
There definitely were.
Do you remember? I had this conversation with someone the other day.
I can't remember, like, specifically.
Mine was chaos.
Chaos. Chouse?
Yes.
Man, it's like chouse out there. It's crazy town.
Well, because, you know, you're just like, there were so many words that you didn't know that you just used context clues to figure it out. And then all of a sudden, you'd like come, you're like, oh, I get what that word means. I've never heard it before. What a weird word, chouse.
Yeah. I don't know if the word macabre is like hard. I don't know if I'd messed it up or like someone told me they had messed it up and now I'm just attributing it to myself. But that definitely.
That's a tough one. I don't know.
There's still some words probably I would skip over in my head instead of trying to say if I could mess it up. I don't know.
And now when you come across a word you don't know, you're like, oh, come on. I'm going to have to look this up. Because like, if I don't know this yet, like,
yeah,
that sucks.
This book, I'm putting this book away.
The whole point.
Giving up.
I was with my sister-in-law and she was reading a book and she's like, what's this? And I was like, I have no idea. And I said, just ignore it. And then she read me. She's like, the word kept popping up. They're like, in the next three sentences. I'm like, okay, you kind of have to look that up now. Like, that's not cool. Do you have siblings?
I have a sister, an older sister. She's 3 years, my senior.
Is she in the city?
She lives in Pittsburgh.
Oh, do you go home for holidays?
Yeah, I used to go home a lot more often. I have not gone home since Christmas. Actually, since I came back after New Year's.
Oh.
But I'll be there. I'll be there come Thanksgiving, probably, and Christmas.
Did you really like Weeds when that little kid was obsessed with Pittsburgh?
I've only seen like one episode of Weeds. Liz, I don't watch much TV.
I watch so much TV.
That's why I was going to ask you. I was like, what's it like to grow up without TV? Are you making up for it now? TV.
Well, that and I grew up without video games. Like, completely without video games. The first video game I ever played was Zelda Twilight Princess.
Oh, wow. That's a GameCube game, I believe.
No. Twilight Princess is the first Wii.
Oh, I think it's on both, but...
It's on GameCube.
I think it might be on both. Okay. Either way.
Well, I played it on Wii, and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Zelda games are good.
And I beat it, and then I got Skyward Sword, and that came out, and I beat it. And I've played a couple other games, but like...
You need to play the N64 Zeldas.
No, it's crap. I can't, because I button mash. I don't know how to...
No, you can button mash and... Are you like flailing, you mean?
Because you actually use
the sword.
No, I know how to use like the sword motions. Like, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
But like, I can't play normal video games yet, because I button mash so much. Like, I don't know how...
So you don't take the time to be like, okay, I need to hit A here? Yeah. Or is it I need to hit B? You're just like, I'll just hit them all.
Basically, like, I don't know. I'm just like, because I try. And then the old games are so, like, linear, and you have to be facing exactly at that monster to shoot your...
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
And so, like, I'm just bad at it. I try, because I bought the games on, like, you know...
The virtual console?
You
download them, right?
Yeah, I thought you said the original console. I was like, I don't have the original. But yeah, the virtual console. So I bought like all these games, and I was so excited.
And then you played them once, and you're like, I can't do this.
No, but Rumi got some time out of it. He played them.
Did you watch him play? Because those are some good games.
I did. I also like Guitar Hero.
Oh yeah. Oh man, me and my friends went. And like every year, we would buy the. Well, we would get for Christmas the next iteration of Rock Band. So we spent so much time playing Rock Band.
Yeah. What happened was the first time I played it was like, you know, we were visiting my friends like at home and they had, you know, they have like these houses with room for things. They had like the whole setup, like the drums and everything and like multiple guitars and the microphone and everything. So we would go from like instrument to instrument trying it out. And I was like, I rule at this.
Yeah.
Because I like knowing music, I can like do it. And it's the one game that I can beat my roommate at because he has no rhythm.
That's great.
And he just follows the buttons. Like
he doesn't try to get into the song.
And I'm just like, I'm doing it. And I really wanted to get a second guitar so we could play together. But he told me that he doesn't like that game that much. And I think it's because I beat him at it.
Liz, you should get yourself a second guitar so you can just challenge people who come. Well, we can play some guitar here.
I don't know. We could. And then I got the like American Idol karaoke one. Because I was like, this will be fun. And then we'll have an extra microphone. So if I want to do the band version on, you know, we can do vocals and guitar or whatever. But it's not that much fun because, like, well, for multiple reasons. One, I really like to harmonize.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they don't, like, just have that as an option.
Stupid.
And it, I don't want to be scored on my beautiful pipes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Definitely. Like, vocals are subjective.
Exactly. A fake guitar. Fine.
Yeah.
But, like, that's my instrument.
Exactly.
You know?
That's how you communicate with the world. And if you're saying I'm not passing...
Yeah.
Well, I don't agree with you, I mean, Simon Cowell's Simon virtual Cowell's cow.
Avatar?
Yeah.
Simon Cowell's Avatar? That's an improv group name.
Simon Cowell's... It is.
It really is. It's my name. No.
Liz, you can have that. I'm going to let you take that name.
You'll let me have it?
Yeah. Even though it's guaranteed stardom.
You know what? That's on sale right now.
We're selling the name. We're selling the name.
Simon Cowell's Avatar.
That crazy soft-spoken girl want to call back in with more problems? Well, she can have that name.
No. Simon Cowell scares me.
Okay, who's working the phones now? Turn that off.
So, are you a little bit of a gamer? Are you a big gamer? Do you like games? If you don't like TV, what are you doing with your life?
I like reading.
What are you reading right now?
Game of Thrones. I'm finishing finish the old Game of Thrones. I like a lot of sci-fi. I like mysteries. I like... I was reading some more like nonfiction recently, kind of. Yeah. Just kind of getting into that.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
When I read nonfiction, it's usually self-help.
Yeah, I've never done that. Like,
oh
what type
God.
Is...
Oh, my God. It's so much fun.
Like, empowering books or something?
Well, you read, like, self-help books that are all like, you should do this and it'll make your life better. And then you're like,
You were reading The Artist's Way or something?
Yeah, I'm halfway through it. But it started talking about God too much, and I was just like,
about God.
Yeah.
I'll read the Bible if I want to talk about God.
Yeah. I haven't read the Bible. Have you read the Bible?
I took a class in college. Wasn't my favorite, obviously, but it was called The Bible as Literature. So you would read it, but not as like a religious aspect. Yeah, as like folk tales or stuff like that. So, I mean, because I also like Jeopardy. Well, I haven't watched it in a while, but I used to really like Jeopardy. He did. He is going to be on. I know he said he got like a second audition or a callback. That's awesome. He'll be good at that.
Yeah. That's why his like whole Facebook feed is... And like Vine, it's all Jeopardy because he's watching.
He has to, but like that's the Bible's always useful in Jeopardy. Yeah.
But that's exciting. So do you want to be on Jeopardy?
Oh, I'd love to be on Jeopardy.
Do you try out?
I've never tried out yet, but I like always like forgot that you could. But like I'm on like a mailing list now with like if there's auditions in the area.
Well, there's also like an online test, isn't there?
But it's only open at certain times.
Okay.
I think they'll send you an email then or something.
I think a couple guys from my roommate's fraternity tried to get on Jeopardy. Like I have 10 guys in the room answering questions.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you know, but I don't think they passed.
Mm.
Also, I feel like if that's true, how are not all the college Jeopardies just like kids that got 10 people in a room?
Yeah.
Maybe they are. And who do you decide who goes at that point?
Exactly. What are you splitting the money? No, you deserve. Yeah, I didn't.
I
when I was in college and I'd watch College Jeopardy, I'd be like, this is so. I could. Why? This is easy. I just won $50,000. Yeah. Come on.
No. I am pretty much worthless when it comes to trivia, except for pop culture and some music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, I don't know, like weird stuff sometimes I can get. Like I got one, well, Let's not talk about that.
Let's talk about old trivia answers we got over the time.
I am going to talk about
that. All right.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. It was a shining moment.
Isn't that what this podcast is called?
The Shining Moments.
Yeah.
What
was it?
So, Keaton, let me ask you a hardcore question.
This is not about your shining moment, is it?
Keaton, what are you most proud of in your life
man.
Right now?
Right now?
Like all up until this point, what gives you a lot of pride? This is where we take a moment and thank our sponsor, Fresh Direct.
Fresh Direct. At least like recently, it's definitely just getting on a UCB team.
Yeah.
Because like 2 years ago when I moved here, and I still didn't understand UCB very well. I was like, I don't know how you get on a Herald team, but I know I like want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how you get on stage, but please put me there.
Yeah. And like I didn't even know what Herald was. Like they're doing something crazy, but they're having a lot of fun and everyone is really enjoying it and I'm enjoying it. So I don't know, I'm better with like micro goals, I think. And if
what are your micro goals right now?
Right now? It's always better to state your micro goals after you've achieved something. Like that was a micro goal.
Completely agree. My micro goal today was waking up in the morning.
Did you do it? Yeah. Probably writing more sketches and things like that.
Yeah. Are you in any sketch classes, or have you taken the sketches?
I'm in advanced sketch at UCB, but I haven't taken a class in like a year.
Yeah.
So I'm applying for Mod, which is coming up like next week, but. It's so hard. I know I'm not the most motivated person, so it's hard to get me to write without a deadline.
Yeah.
So like self-inflicting these deadlines is important on me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I have a hard time with weird deadlines.
But you said you were doing the artist's way. You had to write every day or something.
Yes, yeah, so that's morning good. Pages. You write every day.
Did you do them?
I did them today.
There we go.
I did. I also coffee meditated.
What? Is that meditating while the coffee's brewing?
It's meditating while you're drinking your coffee and concentrating only on how the coffee feels, tastes, smells, and like all that stuff.
Is this like sponsored by Folgers?
Sponsored by Folgers. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Well, a pound of coffee, $3.
Yeah. No, but it's like, it's a way to concentrate your mind on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about it, and I was like, that I could do.
But don't you – so do you do this multiple times? Because won't you always think about the same thing if you're drinking the same coffee?
Well, the idea is with meditation is that you're clearing your mind.
Mm.
So –
That's true. You were in the Tamanix meditation too?
Yeah. So like, you know, when people are meditating like transcendental meditation, you repeat a mantra. Mm. So even if I was saying this coffee is warm, this coffee is slightly bitter – this coffee is warm, this coffee is slightly bitter, in my head, that could be a mantra. Because your mantra is Sanskrit and you don't even know what it is.
Okay, so it doesn't matter what you say, you're just repeating it for like the rhythm.
Yeah, and like and then when thoughts come in, you like acknowledge that a thought has arrived. Say goodbye to that thought.
Okay. So you never want to latch on to something.
Right, but sometimes... what's good about doing the coffee meditation before the morning pages is that you have those thoughts and they go away, and then you're writing the morning
pages.
And
they
come back? You're like, oh my God, what a fun thought I had that time. And you expand.
But doesn't that mean they didn't go away from you in the meditation? Because you remember.
Do thoughts ever go away?
That's a good question. Yeah. You're right. No, the good ones do, because then you're like, no, I had such a good idea. Where'd it go? I can't remember.
Although last night I tested myself. This was a big test. I was like, I have to put my iPhone out here, like in the living room. When I go to bed, I can't have it.
Because you'll stay up playing with it.
I'll just like read articles.
Yeah.
Just like mindlessly fucking go through articles. And it's awful. And so like I'm laying there and I kept reaching out.
For nothing?
Yeah. Like I would think of something I had to do. I kept being like, oh, I need to email that person. I should just email them right now. And then I kept reaching out and it wasn't there. And I'm like, that is a good reason to not have it in your bedroom. And so I was thinking about this joke idea that I had about, you know how we talk about, how like in popular culture, people talk about slut shaming all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought about sleep shaming. Ooh. About how people like shame people that are lazy or like to take naps. Or like people who sleep in and like
yeah.
to sleep as like lazy. And so I was like, that is something.
I think it's something. I like that.
And so I was like, but you can't write it down. You have to go to bed. And I woke up this morning, and while I was doing my morning pages, I remembered it.
Wow.
So excited.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Like, I would have to write it down just to be secure. I'd probably remember it, but I'd be like, just in case.
Also, you wake up in the morning when you actually handwrite stuff down. I wake up in the morning and it's chicken scratch. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I used to try to like write down dreams, like a dream journal, because yeah. they were like, that's, you can remember them better and then, or like maybe even control them better.
Yeah. But you gotta control your dreams.
I would like to be able to, but I don't try because I don't think I can. I don't know. There's all those tricks I've heard.
Try. Okay. What I do?
Yeah.
Is I have a recurring, like, daydream that mm-hmm. I think about before I go to sleep.
Okay.
And then sometimes that works its way into my dream.
That's cool.
So, like, I'll think of a recurring scenario and, like, play it out exactly the same every time. And then sometimes it'll, like, play out in my dream.
That's cool. But I also, like, not knowing where a dream will be, yeah, I guess, and then waking. But I like to remember them, but I forget them so often. That's why I tried to like write them down.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it would be hard if I'd go back and like this. I can't read this.
It's no, my dreams are so fucked too.
Yeah.
Especially, I feel like I have a good night's sleep, and then when my roommate leaves in the morning, because he leaves at like 6:30.
Yeah.
You like wake up a little, and it messes with your REM cycle, and then I have fucked up dreams from like 6:30 to 9 that are terrible and like just absolutely messed up. Like that, I slept through our podcast today.
Like, what was I doing? I was just like knocking on your door.
You were just like talking quietly.
Oh, you were sleeping right.
I was sleeping like in the podcast. Oh, wow. It was like, it was very weird.
I had some weird dream last night where...
What if this isn't real, Keaton?
I'm in a dream!
Okay, go ahead.
Well, that'd be weird then, because I had this dream in your own dream. But it had to do with, like... No, your mom wasn't in it. It was like an improv-type dream, yeah. Kind of. So I think I was like at the Magnet Theater, which I've only been to once, but this was totally not the Magnet, because in it there were like 5 ice rinks, and people were playing hockey a lot. But there was also shows going on. It was like a 2-prov show. And the only way to get on the bill was to give a teacher a present. But they had to like the present.
Oh, my God. That's like a metaphor for UCB.
Totally. Even though it was the Magnet.
You have to get teachers to like you. Really like
mm-hmm.
you.
To get on that 2-prov bill.
You also have to gift people.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. I don't know where the hockey comes into play, but it's there.
Are you a Penguins fan?
I like hockey. I'm not like a... I'm more of a Blackhawks fan.
What?
I've never been like a hometown fan.
How? You're in Pittsburgh.
It's weird, yeah.
That's like...
So I've never been a big Steelers fan. Never been a Pirates fan or a Penguins fan, wow. Really.
That's insane. I mean, it's not that insane. I like the Dolphins growing up.
Yeah, me too. I did.
I still do.
I love Dan Marino.
Yeah, we still watch the Dolphins. We like go to a bar and watch a Dolphins game.
I think I've been more of like liking players than actual teams and then following them where they go.
The problem with that is that so many players will let you down.
That's true.
it's like you're like, yeah, he's a totally good guy. And you're like, oh, he's been doing steroids, abusing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, dogfighting.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's the usual. All right, we're going to go to the speed round.
Speed round. Hey, slow down.
Keaton, what did you have for breakfast?
Yogurt, Greek, FAG?
Faye.
Oh, my God. Blueberry variety.
Oh, I had 2% plain. With
0%. What are you doing with that? What are you?
I like it better, and sometimes I feel like when I eat like lots of vegetables, I eliminate a lot of fat from my diet because mm-hmm. I don't eat a lot of cheese and meat, so I have to have a little bit of fat. So I make sure to have olive oil in my faye, but olive oil is a fat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Avocados is a fat, and my faye 2%, and I had it with agave raw nectar.
Ah,
raw agave nectar.
I do. Yeah, I get like an apple as well. Mm-hmm. I'm like, like some fruit, you know.
Do you like to eat healthy?
Somewhat. Somewhat. I like salads.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my birthday's coming up. Get me a salad. Yeah.
Is your birthday coming up?
My birthday's September 3rd.
Wow, it is coming up. That's 2 days before my anniversary.
Ooh, that must be September 5th.
It is. Oh, my God.
Nah, forget about it. Forget about it.
Oh, my gosh. Massage or facial, Keaton?
I've never had either.
Oh.
I'm a guy, remember?
Well.
Well, you said guys don't even notice dirt.
They don't notice dirt. There isn't. It's not like my apartment has dirt over it.
Yeah,
it's like I didn't vacuum.
I'm just saying, maybe this wasn't always beige. Maybe it was white. Maybe it was pure white.
Pure white.
Ivory white. Alabaster white. But I mean, I'd love to get a massage and a facial.
I think your skin is so pretty that you don't need a facial.
But wouldn't it get even prettier?
Well, you might want to get one of those facials where they don't do extractions, where they just put like they just steam your skin and put lots of lotions on it, and then they massage your arms and shoulders. It's pretty great.
That sounds fun.
They put your hands in like, they wrap them in like stuff and then put them in heating pads. Like,
yeah,
your hands are wrapped in like paraffin and lotion and they put them in heating pads. It's amazing.
Oh, I remember always seeing like late night infomercials for like paraffin wax that you're like, dip your hand in, pull out the glove and look at your hand, it's brand new.
Beautiful. You should stop at Lush on 86th Street and get yourself something special.
Okay.
Lush. Take a bath later. I have to write down something about a bath.
Quickly. You can't remember this?
No.
Huh? You can't remember this?
I just remembered that I forgot to write it down before.
Liz just wrote, must take bath.
Must shower. Okay.
Remember to clean cells.
Roses or tulips?
Oh, I'm not big in the flowers either. Which one are... I think tulips.
Yeah.
They're pretty, like yellow, right?
Yeah, most. Yellow. I mean, daffodils are yellow. Maybe you're thinking of daffodils. Daffodils tulips, are like a little trumpet.
Tulips are like the ones...
Tulips go straight up.
Oh, okay. I think I like those.
Sure, why not? What's your favorite iPhone game?
It's not a game, but I'm doing this thing called Duolingo. And it's like... Duolingo, and it's like you train yourself foreign languages. So I'm going back through like French that I, because I took French in high school and I placed out of it in college, but I haven't done it in a while. But
très bien.
Yeah, I mean, just say. but that's kind of fun to do. What game do I? Let me see. Just check one, because I don't really play that many games. I liked Say the Same Thing when everyone did play it. Now no one plays it anymore.
Well, I just found out about it like a minute ago.
So, oh, yeah? Well, play me.
All right, I will.
Oh, and there's a game called Flow Free.
What's that?
It was like you connect, like, you'll see these things here?
Yeah.
So you have like two blue dots and you have to connect them, but you have to connect also two red dots, two green dots, two yellow dots, and you have to make them all connect in this area. It's kind of like tangrams.
People have, like, there are things like Say the Same Thing that are like Words with Friends or Draw Something, where it's like a little bit of a zeitgeist and like everybody's playing it and everybody knows about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like so many of the other games, besides Angry Birds, which everybody knows about and everybody's played, there are so many other games that like people just don't know about, but other people have, and it's their favorite game. That's why I asked the question.
No, that's a good question.
What's your favorite season of the year?
Fall.
Me too. If you make a big pot of pasta, do you put it in a bowl or on a plate?
Bowl.
Me too. How many times do you hit the snooze button in the morning?
Zero.
Do you set an alarm? Or you
Yeah, my iPhone alarm.
And you just get up?
Well, I have one. I have it staggered, so if I don't, it goes off 2 minutes later. Well, I guess it would just keep going off. But if I did turn it off, another one would just go on. So that's kind of a snooze,
but I
normally let it get that far.
No, he just jumps right out of bed. Yeah. What's the best form of social media? In your opinion?
I mean, like the website? Or like what?
Yeah, like is it Vine? Is it Facebook? Is it Tumblr? Is it Twitter? Is it MySpace?
I would just say...
Is it text?
I really only do Facebook and Twitter, and my Twitter posts on my Facebook.
Yeah.
So I'd just say Facebook because it's all-encompassing.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of scary.
That is. Well, I took my Twitter off my Facebook because I was I have more Facebook friends than Twitter followers because I have like pretty much zero Twitter followers. And I also like, you know, family members are on Facebook, and Twitter I think is more for your more irreverent thoughts that you just want to be funny. TV or movies? Neither.
Neither,
books,
dummy.
Bitch.
I would say...
Wait, do you not watch Breaking Bad?
No. I've seen like one episode. TV or movies? TV has movies.
That is true. Keaton just cracked the code.
Yep. TV, it's TV has movies. The movie channels.
It's your birthday. Cake or pie?
Cake. I do not like pie.
Chocolate?
No. Vanilla. I'm like a white icing
vanilla
type.
Vanilla?
Yeah.
Do you know like the Magnolia cupcake? Have you had that vanilla?
I don't think so.
It's a good vanilla. You have to get it so that the frosting, the sugar is completely dissolved in the frosting, and that you can't.
It's not normally.
Some places they have grainy frosting. Ugh. Also, you don't want the ones that taste oily.
Doy. But yeah, I'm not a pie guy.
Interesting. I was a cake girl for so long, and then all of a sudden I was like, I like pie better.
What? We lost you?
Yeah. You know what I think it was?
What?
I think I grew up.
Okay. What's your favorite pie?
I like... Okay. Ooh. Oh, God. I don't know. Strawberry rhubarb. Has to be... No, raspberry rhubarb. I had raspberry rhubarb on my birthday at the Dutch.
But you had a pie for your birthday?
Well,
that's weird.
I had two pies for my birthday.
Okay. That's even weird. That's double the
weird.
Did they put a candle in it?
No. I put 28 candles in my own pie on my birthday, day before my birthday that my family was here. I bought a cherry crumb pie. I didn't even make it. I bought it.
Wow.
Good pie.
Treat yourself.
Treat myself. Keaton, are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable?
Tomatoes? Tomatoes are a fruit, I believe, right?
Yeah, but what do you believe?
Oh.
Like, what do you think?
Honestly, it's a vegetable.
Thank you.
It's going in the salad.
What's more important on your vacation? Food, drinks, or museums?
That would be not museums. A mixture of food and drink, heavily favored on drinks, because drinks can make food better. Food can rarely make drinks better.
I also think that it depends on if it's like if you're going on an island vacation, drinks.
Yeah.
If you're going to like Europe. The question is between food and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to Japan, if you're going to Europe, it's between food and museums.
Mm.
And if you're going to like Japan, I'd say food.
Yeah. Have you been to Japan?
No, but the reason I brought that up is because my friend that stayed here is, he's half Japanese, fluent in Japanese, and he has family in Kyoto. And when he was here, I was like, next time you go, we're going. I don't care when it is, but we're going. And because we want,
I would love to go to Japan,
and I don't want to go with just like me and my roommate and not know any.
Oh, so bring me
stuff. Great, you speak Japanese?
No,
Duolingo, and you're
yeah. I'll get it down.
What's your favorite type of takeout?
Chinese or Thai? I probably either one of those.
What's the name of the place that you like? What do you get at Chinese?
I get. Like, there's this barbecue spare rib thing, which is good. It's, like, very sweet and savory and on, like, fried rice or something. But, like, Thai, like, pad Thai and drunken noodles.
There's a place uptown on 2nd Avenue called Buddha BBQ, and it's Korean.
Ooh.
And they have...
That sounds good.
They have ribs. Oh, it's so
good. I love... Yeah, Korean barbecue is good. I haven't had it that much, but...
It's expensive for takeout, but... I get it anyway, and then I just.
But at the place, do they let you make it too?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been there. I've just gotten takeout because they did like this whole article about it because the 2nd Avenue construction is like fucking everybody over, and so they did this whole article about it, and I was like, oh, I want to go to that place and eat the food. And so I did.
But you didn't go.
I mean, well, I ordered.
Yeah, but it was good.
You're right. I didn't go. I ordered in.
You said you wanted to go and you didn't go, Liz. What's Liz?
You're really figuring me out, Keaton.
I know. This podcast is about me.
In honor of you, Keaton,
mm-hmm.
being an English major, what's your number one must-read book that we all must read that changed your changed your life? And it could be like as a kid too.
Let me think.
Because when I think of that, I think of a kid book.
I really like Crime and Punishment by Dostoevsky. Yeah. But maybe because
interesting.
Yeah, and it was just like everything. The world's collided there.
Yeah.
I think people should read Philip K. Dick. He's a sci-fi author. You've probably seen movies based on his works.
I've heard the name before.
Yeah, he did. Like Minority Report was a short story he wrote. Blade Runner is based on a book.
I think I own Minority Report.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The movie or the book?
The movie.
The movie, yeah. That's good. It's good. I like that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We're swiping our hands across.
Yeah, because that's what they did in the movie. Yeah.
Get with it, podcast audience. All right, of mostly my mom.
Liz, what's your mom's name so I can say hi to her?
Pamela.
Hey, Pam.
Yeah, she goes.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Bye-bye. Bye. Sold. Sold. We sold the pad. We sold the pad.
Boom. The theme for Gabbin' Like Gals is Graduation Day by Head Automatica.